Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. My name is Avram Goldhar, and today we're at Maseches Pesachim, Daf Ches. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara Daf Zayin Amud Beis brings a brayso that says, "Ein boken lo or chama v'lo or levana v'lo or avuka ella or aner." We cannot search for chametz using the light of the sun, the light of the moon, or a torch. We need to use the light of a candle. The Gemara on our Daf asks why a torch may not be used, based on two statements from Rabbi, who brings a pasuk that teaches a torch is stronger than a candle. And stated, Avuka l'havdala mitzvah mina mubchar. A torch is the best thing to use for Havdalah, since its light is stronger than a candle. The Gemara brings four answers. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak answered, Ze yachol achnisa l'chorn estalkin, v'ze eino yachol achnisa l'chorn estalkin. This one, a candle, can be brought inside holes and cracks, thereby being ideal for searching for chametz. And this one, the torch, cannot be brought into such places. Rav Zvita answered, Ze or l'fana, v'ze or l'achra. This one, the candle, gives light in front of a person, thereby being ideal for searching for chametz. And this one, a torch, gives light in the back of the person. But Papa says the torch makes one afraid that he'll burn down the house. Ravina says the light of the candle is steady, whereas the light of the torch flickers. Point number two, the Gemara brings a braisa which states, Ein mechayvin oso lahaknis yado l'chorin stalking, livdok mifnei ha-sakana. We do not obligate a person to put his hand into holes and cracks to search for chametz, as this is dangerous. The Gemara explains mifnei sakana's akra, because of a danger of scorpions that are inside these spaces and might sting a person who sticks his hand inside. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Lazar says that Shuluchi Mitzvah in a Nizokin. One who goes to do a mitzvah will not be hurt. Rav Ashi answers that we're concerned that he had lost a needle, and that after he finishes searching the chametz, he'll look for the needle. During the time that he's looking to find his missing needle, he'll not be protected. And point number three, Beis Shammai says in the opening mission of the Masechta, that when one searches his basement of wine barrels, he must search Beishuros Opanei Kol HaMartek, two rows on the face of the entire basement. Rav Yehuda said that Beis Shammai meant the two outer rows of barrels from the floor to the ceiling. Rav Yochanan said that Beis Shammai meant Shura Achas Kamin Gam, a single row in the shape of the Greek letter Gamma, which means all the outer rows of barrels from the floor to the ceiling and all of the highest rows of barrels facing the ceiling. Beis Hillel said that one must search Shtehi Chitzonos Shehen El Yonos, two outer ones, which are the highest ones. Rav said that Beis Hillel meant the highest row, which is the closest to the outside, and the row underneath it. Shmuel said that Beis Hillel meant the highest row, which is the closest to the outside, and the row behind it. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara on Daf Zayin Amud Beis brings a braisa that says, "Ein boken lo or chama, v'lo or levana, v'lo or havuka, elo or aner." We cannot search for chametz using the light of the sun, the light of the moon, or a torch. We need to use the light of a candle. The Gemara on Ardaf asks why a torch may not be used based on two statements from Rava, who brings a pasuk that teaches a torch is stronger than a candle, and stated, "Avuka lahavdala mitzvah mina muvchar." A torch is the best thing to use for havdala, since its light is stronger than a candle. The Gemara brings four answers. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak answered that ze yachol achnisa l'chorin stalking, ze eini yachol achnisa l'chorin stalking. This one, the candle, can be brought inside holes and cracks, thereby being ideal for searching for chametz. And this one, the torch, cannot be brought into such places. Rezvid answered that ze or lafanav v'ze or la'achrav. This one, the candle, gives light in front of a person, thereby being ideal searching for chametz. And this one, the torch, gives light in the back of the person. Rav Papa says the torch makes one afraid that he'll burn down the house. Ravina says the light of the candle is steady, whereas the light of the torch flickers. Point number two, the Gemara brings a braisa which states, "Ein mechayvin oso lahachnis yado l'chorin u'tzdakin livdok mifnei ha-sakana." We do not obligate a person to put his hand into holes and cracks to search for chametz, as this is dangerous. The Gemara explains mifnei sakana's akra, because of the danger of scorpions that are inside these spaces and might sting a person who sticks his hand inside. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Lazar says, "Shulchei mitzvah ein nizokin." One who goes to do a mitzvah will not be hurt. Rav Ashi answers that we are concerned that he lost a needle, and after he finishes searching for the chametz, he'll look for his needle. During that time, he's looking to find his missing needle. He will not be protected. And point number three, going back to the opening mission of the Masechta, Beis Shammai said that when one searches his basement of wine barrels, he must search Beishuras al Panei Kol HaMartek, two rows on the face of the entire basement. Rav Yehuda said that Beis Shammai meant the two outer rows of barrels, from the floor to the ceiling. Rav Yochanan said that Beis Shammai meant Shura Achas Kamin Gam, a single row in the shape of the Greek letter Gamma, which means all the outer rows of barrels from the floor to the ceiling, and all the highest rows of barrels that face the ceiling. Beis Hillel said in the Mishnah that one must search Shtehi Chitzonos, Shehen El Yonos, the two outer ones, which are the highest ones. Rav said that Beis Hillel meant the highest row, which is closest to the outside, and the row underneath it. Shmuel said that Beis Hillel meant the highest row, which is the closest to the outside, and the row behind it. All right, so now we go to our Simon for Daf Ches, and our standard Simon is a challah. Here goes. The scorched challahs were a result of the person who mistakenly used a torch for bedikah, who almost burnt down his entire house after checking small cracks and holes full of scorpions next to the wine barrels in the basement. Once again, in slow motion. The scorched challahs, that must mean we're on Daf Ches. The scorched challahs were a result of the person mistakenly used a torch for bedikah, which reminds us that a braisa said we cannot search for chametz using the light of the sun, the light of the moon, or a torch. We need to use the light of a candle. The Gemara brings four reasons why a candle is more ideal than a torch. So the scorched challahs were a result of the person mistakenly used a torch for bedikah, who almost burnt down his entire house after checking small cracks and holes full of scorpions, which reminds us that we don't obligate a person to put his hand into holes and cracks to search for chametz, as this is dangerous because of scorpions. Even though shulchei mitzvah ain't a nizokin, the concern here is that he might look for missing needles after he finishes searching for the chametz, and he won't be protected. So the scorched challahs were a result of the person who mistakenly used a torch for bedikah, who almost burnt down his entire house after checking small cracks and holes full of scorpions next to the wine barrels in the basement, which reminds us of the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel regarding the barrels of wine in the cellar that need to be checked, and the Machlokasim regarding what each of them meant. So once again, the scorched challahs were a result of the person mistakenly used a torch for bedikah, who almost burnt down his entire house after checking small cracks and holes full of scorpions next to the wine barrels in the basement. All right, now it's time for a four-block back chazara. Daf Dalet, so the symbol for Daf Dalet is a door. So here goes. The man from Dun banging on the Beis Din's door. Door, that must be more than Daf Dalet. The man from Dun banging on the Beis Din's door, which reminds us. The Gemara discusses how certain people would talk according to the Sheva that they had belonged to. There was one person that anytime he had business dealings with someone, he would tell them, Dunu Dini, judge my judgment, meaning let's go to court. And he would only listen to what a judge would have to say. People said that this man certainly comes from the tribe of Dun, of whom it states, Dun Yadinamo Ke'echod Shivtei Yisrael. Dun will judge his nation like one of the Shvatim of the Jewish people. There was another person who would say, Akif Yama Sisne B'Yirasa. If I was able to build palaces, I would build them by the shore. And he would always praise the shore. People searched into his genealogy and found that he descended from the Shevet of Zvulun, of whom it says, Zvulun Uchof Yamim Yishkon. Zvulun will dwell by the seashore. So the man from Dun banging on his Beis Din's door while his whole family was in their rented home, busy checking for chametz with their candles, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, V'nivtok b'shis, the search for chametz should be done at the beginning of the sixth hour of the 14th of Nisan, which is right before it becomes forbidden at the beginning of the seventh hour. Why does the search for chametz take place the night of the 14th? The Gemara suggests that it's due to the rule of Zerizim Magdim L'mitzvahs. People have alacrity to do mitzvahs as early as possible. But questions this answer, being that this rule only means that one should do a mitzvah as far back as that morning, but not the night before. The Gemara shows us from the fact that Avram Avinu left for the Akedah in the morning, but not the night before. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak answers that the nighttime is when everyone is home, and it's time that the candle works well for checking for chametz. So the man from Dun banging on the Beis Din's door while his whole family was in their rented home busy checking for chametz with their candles, wanted to hear what the Dayan would say about their landlord, who didn't do a bedikah, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, Hamaskir Bayas Lechaver, if one rents out of his house for Pesach, Becheses Baduk, Umatsu She'enu Baduk, and there's a chazaka that the landlord had already done bedikah, and the renter found out that he did not, is this called a mechuk taos? Abai answered that it's not a mechuk taos, and explained that it certainly is not a mechuk taos in a place where people do not hire workers to do bedikah, but rather they search for chametz themselves. For it's axiomatic that a person is pleased to fulfill a mitzvah with his body. Rashi explains that even if he had known that the house was not searched, he would nevertheless have rented it. And even if this case happened in an area where people pay workers to check their house for chametz, and therefore the renter will have to pay money, he would still not have backed out. The nichalei le'inish l'kimi mitzvah b'mone. For a person is happy to fill a mitzvah with his possessions. Daf hay. So the symbol for daf hay is hay, haystacks. Here goes. The neighborhood kids who stack bundles of hay. Hey, that must be more on daf hay. The neighborhood kids who stack bundles of hay to burn chametz on the 14th day of Nisan, which reminds us. The Gemara on daf Dalet Amud Beis asks what the source is that we burn the chametz on the 14th day of Nisan. Abai answers that we find two contradictory psukim. One pasuk states, Shivas yamim soru yimatzu bevatech, and for 7 days, leaven may not be found in your homes. And another pasuk states, Ach b'yom rishon tashpishu sor mevatechem. On the first day, you must destroy the leaven in your houses. Abai explains that these psukim are contradictory because if a chametz cannot be in one's house for 7 days, so how is one supposed to burn it on the first of the 7 days? Rather, says Abai, the word rishon here is referring to the day before, meaning that the pasuk saying to burn the chametz a day before Pesach on the 14th. The Gemara brings another source for this, that Rishon here means the day before, as the base Midrash of Rabbi Shmuel have a brisa that states that we find that the 14th day is called Rishon in the Torah, as it says, Barishon ba'arba'asar yom l'chodesh, on the first, on the 14th day of the month. A third source is brought from Nachum Bar Yitzchak, who says that the word Rishon means the day prior to, not the first day of the Chag. As it says in the Pasuk, Rishon Adam Tavalit, were you born prior to Adam? So the neighborhood kids who stacked bundles of hay to burn chametz on the 14th day of Nisan were thrilled tossing little red hairy Esav dolls into the fire, Which reminds us, the basement of Rabbi Yishmael brings a brisa that states, B'schar shloisha rishon, zachu shloisha rishon. The reward the Bnei Yisrael received for keeping three mitzvahs where the word rishon is mentioned with them in the Torah was that they merited three outcomes where the word rishon is mentioned. The reward for keeping the mitzvah of not doing melacha on Pesach, of which it says rishon, was that they will eventually destroy the children of Esav, of whom it says, V'yetzei rishon admoni kulo ka'adera seyar. The reward for refraining from melacha on Sukkot, of which it says rishon, was that they built the base of Mikdash. As it says, Kisei kaved marom rishon makom mikdashenu, like the throne of glory exalted from it first, is the place of our sanctuary. And the reward for taking the dalad minim on Sukkot, of which it says rishon, is to receive the name of Mashiach, as it states, rishon letzion hina hinam, the first of Tzion, behold, they are here. So the neighborhood kids who stacked bundles of hay to burn chametz on the 14th day of Nisan were thrilled tossing little red hairy Esav dolls into the fire, along with oodles of chametz they found in pits, ditches, and caves. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks what the pasuk of Shiva's Yamim Soru Yimatz Bevatechem, for 7 days leaven may not be found in your homes, is teaching us, once we already know this from the pasuk of V'lo Yerelecha So'or B'chog V'lecha, and you may not see leaven in your borders. The Gemara answers that since it stated that leaven may not be seen to you, we might infer that we could see that of Nachrim or Hekdesh, or that one could hide chametz or accept deposits from Nachrim. The pasuk therefore states, lo yimatz, it should not be found. From the pasuk of lo yimatz bevatechem, you might think that you cannot keep chametz in your house, as then the chametz will always be with you. You may keep it in pits, ditches, and caves. Therefore, the words b'chol gvulecha come to teach you that it's forbidden for one to keep chametz anywhere in one's borders. Dav vav. So the simur dav vav is a sword. So here goes. The sword collector, that must mean we're on Daf Vav. The sword collector practiced covering chametz with his swords, which reminds us, Rav Yudah says in the name of Rav, Hamotzi chametz bebeis beyantav, kofa olav as a kli. If one finds chametz in his house in Yantav, he should cover it with a kli. Rashi points out that the chametz cannot simply be removed as it's muksa. He explains that the reason for covering the chametz is so that it will not accidentally be eaten. Rav qualifies Rav Yudah's statement that im shel hekdeshu in a tzarek, in a case where the chametz which was discovered belongs to Hekdesh, one does not need to cover it. The reason is, Amivdal Bedili Mineh. The people are accustomed to keep away from Hekdesh throughout the year, so we're not concerned that now one might accidentally eat it. So the sword collector practiced covering chametz with the swords before heading out to a shir 30 days before Pesach, which reminds us, Rav Yudah says in the name of Rav, HaMefarsh VeYotz B'Shiyar Kodem Shoshin Yom Ein Zaku Levar. If one travels away from his home, through the sea or the desert, if he leaves his house more than 30 days before Pesach, he doesn't have to destroy his chametz. However, toch shloshim yom zaku levar. If he leaves within 30 days, he must first destroy his chametz. The Gemara asks what the purpose of these 30 days is, which the Ran understands to mean, why did the Rabbanan fix a period of 30 days? The Gemara brings a braisa that states, sholim v'dorshim hilchos haPesach, kodem haPesach, shloshim yom. We ask and give public discourses on the halachos of Pesach from 30 days before Pesach. Rashi explains that since one starts to learn the halachos, one must be careful with Pesach obligations. Rabban Shimon Gamliel disagrees and says that we begin reading the halachas 2 weeks before Pesach. So the sword collector practiced covering chametz with his swords before heading out to a shir 30 days before Pesach on how to be mevatel chametz, which reminds us. Rav Yudah says in the name of Rav, Habodik Sarach Sheyevatel, after one does bedikas chametz, he must be mevatel the chametz. Rashi explains that one must be mevatel the chametz in his heart and also say the words, Kol chamir de'ika bebesa adein levatel, any leaven that exists in this house should be batel. The Gemara asks what the point of this is, since he already searched for and destroyed all the chametz. Rava answers, Gezer Shema Yimsa Guska Yafe V'dayti Lave. It was instituted to do this, because maybe he'll find a nice roll on Pesach and his mind will be on it. Rashi explains this to mean that if he finds a nice piece of bread, he may hesitate for a moment, not wanting to burn it, and that second he'll be transgressing Bal Yera or Bal Yematzit. The Gemara asks, V'ki Meshkachetzle Levatle. When one finds the chametz, let him be Levatle then. Why does it need to be done before Pesach? The Gemara answers, Dilma Meshkachetz Leg Levasu Yisura, that he might only find the chametz after the time when it's forbidden to get benefit from it, meaning after Chatzos of the 14th. And once it's forbidden to get benefit from the chametz, V'lab Rishusi Kaimi V'lo Matzim Mevatel. The chametz is no longer his, and therefore he does not have the capability to mevatel it. Dav Zayin. So the Simber Dav Zayin is a clay Zayin, a weapon we use a gun. So here goes. The 21-gun salute. 21-gun? That must mean we're on Dav Zayin. The 21-gun salute that sounded as soon as the rabbi recited the bracha of Al Biur Chametz, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said, Habodek Sarek Sheyavark, when doing the search for chametz, one must recite a bracha. Rashi adds, the Gemara later says that the bracha must be recited before the search. The Gemara brings some machlokas about what the proper words of the bracha should be. Rav Papi said in the name of Rava that one should say, Levayer chametz, and Rav Papa said in the name of Rava that one should say, Albir chametz. The Gemara clarifies that according to both of them, since the bracha is said before the bedika, the word Levayer would be the correct word to use, being that it means to destroy in the future tense. They argue only in regard to the words albiur. Rav Papi holds that it means to destroy in the past tense, and therefore these words cannot be used in the bracha. Rav Papa holds that albir too means to destroy in the future tense, and therefore it may be used in the bracha recited before doing the search. The Gemara goes on to discuss how this argument between Rav Papi and Rav Papa about the wording of al would apply to other mitzvahs. So the 21-gun salute that sounded as soon as the rabbi recited the bracha of albir chametz startled the man walking towards the mikveh with a shofar in his hand, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Kol ha-mitzvahs mevarech alehen over l'siyasan. We recite the bracha for all mitzvahs before we do them. The Gemara discusses how we know that the words over l'siyasan mean beforehand. In the basement of Shavrav, they said that there are two exceptions to this rule. One does not recite a bracha before he goes into the mikveh, and also one does not recite the bracha before the mitzvah of blowing the shofar Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara explains that one does not recite a bracha before going into the mikveh because before becoming tar from certain tumas, one may not say a bracha. However, the Gemara asks why one would not be able to recite a bracha before blowing the shofar Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara concludes that the statement from the Beis Hamidrash of Rav must have been that the only exception is tevila alone. So the 21-gun salute that sounded as soon as the rabbi recited the bracha of al biur chametz startled the man walking towards the mikveh with a shofar in his hand, who then saw search teams sent out with candles in their hand. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks how we know that one needs to use specifically the light of a candle to do the checking of the chametz. Rav Chisda answers that we learn this out from a chain of similar words. It says the word metziah by chametz in the pasuk shivas yamim, sorli matz bevatechem, and we found the word metziah in a different pasuk, v'yachapes begadol eichel, v'katan kila v'yimatzeh. He searched, he began with the oldest, and ended with the youngest, and it was found, which also has in it the word chipus, search. We see that the word metziah was accomplished through a search, and therefore we see that we must do a search for chametz. Rav Chisda continues that the word chipus is also found in another pasuk which discusses a candle. Be'esa hi achapesis Yerushalayim b'neros. At that time I will search Yerushalayim with candles. We therefore see that the word chipus is specifically a search done with a candle. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos and Shabbos and Erevin. Number 1, which stuff is it that we learned that a candle must be used from the Vidikra and the Psukim that connect Metziah to Chippus and Chippus to Neros? That's on Daf Zion. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you learn that after one does Bedika, one is required to be Mevatel to Chametz? That's on Daf Vav. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you learn that the Bedika is the night of the 14th because people are home and a candle is effective? That's on Daf Dalad. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn about the incident where Cohen's coarse expression led to the discovery of a psul in his yuchas? That's on Daf Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn Bnei Israel was rewarded for doing 3 mitzvahs with Rishon in them and that they merited 3 outcomes related to the concept of Rishon? That's on Daf Hey. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn 4 reasons why a candle is used for the bedika and not a torch? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn that one is not chayv to search in holes and cracks because of the danger of scorpions? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn that people speak according to the shevet they belong to? That's on Daf Dalad. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn what the meaning of the word or is if it means night or day? That's on Daf Bays. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you learn that a Rebbe should teach the Talmud Balash and Katsara in a concise language? That's on Daf Gimel. Great. Now we go to the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you learn the Kli Sheni Einim of Ashel? That's on Daf Membeis in Shabbos. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we have a Machok? Is whether it's a Chazaka that Shliach Osa Shlichuso? That's on Daf Lamed Beis in Erevan. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you learn about Tfilas Haderach? That's on Daf Chavtes and Brachas. Excellent. All right, that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.